is what I sent an email to Don, and Don sent me back perfectly nice to know. Only my special school gone before 9 days.
Okay. Call our meeting back to order. We got Dixie back with some copies for us, looks like.
And the options that change and the options are I think we were looking at you're looking at option one. And
option one is most like what we have now. Is that what you're saying?
John said that if we needed to call him, we could. He'd try to be available if we had any questions.
Regarding this. Okay.
But option one, Dixie, is the closest to what we have that they offered us.
Now.
Okay.
We still have the co-insurance at the 70-30. The office visit for the family doctor is 20, and the specialist is 40.
Okay.
Emergency room is $150.
Is that the one that went up? One of those changed quite a bit. Which one was it?
Last year? But yeah, that the ER visit, I think, changed.
Mm-hmm. I think it was probably 75 last year.
Now, you say last year.
Do you remember what the emergency room was? Mm-hmm.
When you say last year, 09 or
2010.
This current year, our policies.
So it would go up.
And I think the urgent care was 40, and now it's, for this one, it's 50.
Okay. What are we paying right now?
$324.44 for an employee.
Okay, thank you.
Was there any check on the conversation that we had the other day? When we were talking about
I think when we talked to John and Vicki, we may have been in closed session. So.
Okay. Any change in the were we in closed session? We were talking about the retirement deal? I don't think we were we? Did people walk in?
I don't remember.
That was open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But those numbers that in my writing is that price is minus the employee's premium.
Okay.
That's what it would be a month.
So if I'm looking at this right, option one is a 10.3% increase.
10.3.
Uh-huh. And option two is a 8.3% increase. So we only save 2% by going to the other option.
On the option two, I see there's something extra there, and that's INP, $300 plus 30%. What does INP mean? Anybody know?
I think it's inpatient, outpatient. When you go into the hospital, inpatient. And I don't know how to explain exactly what that is.
Evidently, it costs you $300
plus
more.
30%.
You'll pay $300 plus 30%.
Right? Sounds kind of like a little deductible there.
And that's not in option one, evidently.
No.
I know you gave us Delta Dental. That didn't change whatsoever, Delta Dental. I don't believe that changed at all.
Delta, yeah, it did.
It did change?
This is what it is.
I
that's minus the employees.
I don't want to confuse it. I'll wait. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, so. What I don't know is how much do we totally pay? How much is our total expense for the entire county for insurance that we pay out of pocket? I mean, 10% of 100,000 or 10% of. You know what that. Do you know where that would be, Don, and what line item that would be?
Well, it'd be under 105.
Okay. I can look real fast.
50-something. Honestly, I'd have to get 105 GCR.
Okay.
And then 245, I think, would be the same. 50. Should line item should incur 355 and 460 and 675.
Would it be $1 million?
You said 150?
Yeah.
105, you said.
You pay, are you talking about the payout? The insurance payout was just 950.
I don't know if the county.
Medical part is 850. Is that what it says right there?
No. Total payout was 950,000. Okay. And then.
Medical copart?
Of that would be 995.
No.
Am I right?
It's got to be.
There was just $50 difference in
is it
what
this?
Paid
do we
in
just lump it all
together? Paid out.
Loggers?
I mean,
no.
What we paid
fringe
in and they paid
expenses.
Out
mm-hmm.
didn't cover their administrative cost.
Medical.
Okay.
Right there.
All right, yeah.
$850,000.
I thought it was 950, but it was 850.
We did 911,000 in 2009, 810,000 in 2000.
GCR.
That doesn't count.
That
sheriff. Road and
yeah,
Bridge.
It'll be Road and Bridge, you'll have to add in, and then you're going to have to go to the 245.
Okay, so 850, and then.
And it was 245.
Healthcare. No.
It's in five different funds.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was trying to see. Do we pay it out of 245 or 250? I thought it was 245.
Mm-mm, it's 250.
Okay. There it is. 400,000 for them.
And then the other one's from 355. 60.
$68,000. And then 460 would be the next one. 29,000? Oh, medical copart,
17,000.
Okay.
And then go to 675.
Good gosh. We got that on the microphone for you. Okay. So 1,300,000 is what we pay the county part for insurance for benefits. So 1,300,000.
Now is that through what date?
This is projected for 2011. So a 10% increase would be $130,000. Just that's why I wanted to
do it again.
You're
950 was right.
Well, it's 850 plus 400 plus 68 plus 17.
I know, but total. I said 950 last year, and this year it's you said a million what?
It wasn't 950 last year. It was 911,000 last year for just GCR. So plus. 400,000 plus 68,000 plus 17,000. 1,335,000 is what we pay for insurance. Well,
are you taking into account that?
Here's my question. That includes family too, which we don't pay.
Right.
So how do I get a pure number?
I took the increase, option one increase.
Yes, sir.
Which is like $33
uh-huh.
a month times 12, and you come up with nearly $400. And we insure approximately 300 employees?
Yes, 295.
So if you take 300 times the $400, you're looking at...
12,000?
Well, I'd like it to...
120? 300 times 400? Is that what you said?
300 times 400.
400 times 300. 120,000.
That's what I came up with.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's 120,000. Dollar increase
to our budget.
To our budget.
I know you. Rick's on the edge of his seat.
I had somebody else in my office, and I'm trying to catch up.
We're talking about insurance. The conversation started because Dixie says we have a health benefit fair coming up this week, and she would like to know. People are asking what the rate's going to be, what's the increase going to be, all that, and we hadn't decided on what plan we're going with. It looked like same with Mercy or Coventry was the best option because of keeping our rates low. But even with similar services that we've got now, it's a 10.3% increase unless we cut what we're coverage. And the option to cut only got us down to 8.3% versus 10.3% unless we make some drastic cuts. And the question was, how much is that going to be a bottom line increase? If we took the 10.3%, it looks like at least a $100,000 increase to the budget.
Dixie, do you have that pamphlet that they brought us? Did they leave yours even?
No.
Okay. Do you have any sense of how many folks are have their families, children or spouse or both?
He gave us those numbers.
He
did. I can't remember.
I'd say 11 or 12 with the full family.
And I'm thinking, where I'm going with my question is, I don't know how many years ago did we jump the county paying from up $50, from $50 to $100.
And that's not just on a whole family, that's on anybody.
That's what I was trying to ask, was how many.
There's several of those. I figured that the other day, and I can't remember the numbers, but it amounts to like, did I say $60,000 a month or something like that? It's a bunch. That's a big, big expense we have.
Now, what you say $60,000? What's $60,000? The cost of that
they're injured people.
Okay.
Maybe it's $120,000 a year. I don't know, Chuck. I can't remember. I have to figure it for you, but it is a big expense. The dilemma with that is if you erase that, you're probably going to lose some of your good experienced people, and so you have to look at it and try to look at it. That's almost we're going to have to figure on that for a while. One of the things that Dixie and I talked about is that a lot of the industry standard, again, a lot of people are looking at paying, we're just going to pay this much for your insurance, and trying to have a base policy that covers, and then offering two or three other insurance plans that would be better that they can buy up to. I did talk to John over at Acres Nani about that, and I believe he told me that was a pretty standard. It wouldn't be a problem for us to do that.
So am I following you? You're saying that you would possibly offer a less benefit policy, a cheaper policy, and then also offer this policy, for instance, if they paid the difference. Is that what you're saying?
We might say we're going to pay this much and figure out what policy would fit into that. It might have to have a higher deductible or something, and everybody would get that coverage automatically. If they wanted to have the premium better coverage, then they would have to pay for part of that themselves.
I'm sensing that we're not going to be able to get to a resolution today because I got more questions than...
We got to have it before Wednesday.
What they really need to know for Wednesday is where we're going to be at, and they're going to be asking those questions about how much it's going to cost us, and And that answer you won't be able to give them, I don't believe, but they, at least they will be able to say, hey, look, we're going to be with this.
Well, I think we're going to be with Mercy or Coventry.
Coventry.
I think that's a yes.
I think we've agreed on that.
That's been determined.
Yeah.
Okay. So that you can tell them. As far as how much it's going to cost, you can say, well, our policy, if we stay with the current policy and the commissioners are looking to cut the budget. I mean, we want to see the budget balanced as far as expenses and revenues, and you know, so they may make some changes. But right now, you can tell them what that policy would cost them, but you can't do any more.
I would.
We need to bring Acres and Arnie. What time is your when's your benefit fair?
Wednesday
at 9 o'clock.
But
Vicki could be in her car on her way over here, or.
Can you postpone it till this afternoon, and then maybe get Vicki over here?
Well, I
think we ought to try that.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
Or get John on the phone and ask him what our choices are here. If we want to make changes, if we want another option.
I thought he went through that the other day, and I thought that our discussion led to conversations with. About the 10.3% increase on the existing policy. I thought that's where we had settled, that we weren't going out for bid because of that.
Let me suggest this, that Dixie or somebody calls Acres and see when they would be available, whether they'd be available an hour from now or 1 o'clock or 3. Well, we got a meeting at 3 o'clock, so it'd either be now or at 1 o'clock?
Now would be the best. Question for you. Go ahead, sir.
They may be listening.
The only other thing I was going to say was, and while if they're available here shortly, we could be trying to decide how much are we going to pay. And then, because we've got to have that decision,
I'll make the other decision. I'll go make the phone call.
Would you?
Is that all right? Even if it's just a conference call. I mean, we just dial them. If you want to call them and just say, can we put you on conference call? I haven't called Jillian. She'll transfer. I have no idea.
Okay. So can we talk about the dental, maybe, while we're waiting on that?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's fine.
Maybe that'll be an easy one.
This is what Dixie just handed right here. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Okay. Down there at the bottom, it says monthly premium, and it gives the current cost of $27.15, and then the renewal
is going down, right?
It's going down.
That's good.
It is good.
So I would say let's not mess with that one. That's a good thing.
The rates are going down. The claims.
We talked about, you know, we're still spending a lot on this, and I don't think it'd be out of line to leave the rates to the employees the same.
Just leave the rates.
And I think, didn't this agent tell us the same thing? She thought that would be appropriate?
Yeah. This is just a suggestion.
We could charge enough to cover all of our costs if we wanted to. But I don't think that'd be appropriate.
How much extra money will that gain the county by leaving the rates the same?
I'd have to figure
it out. We're self-insured.
Yeah, we're self-insured. The difference between the new rate and the old rate times however many people we have is what
right.
it saves us. And even at that, we don't know for sure because the claims could come in different next year. We might have more claims.
I mean, I think we just leave it. I mean, people are used to paying. I didn't say we just leave the rate. So,
I think that's a good idea.
All right.
Do
you want to say a recess for 20 minutes then?
Well, or I would like us to hammer out, are we willing to take $120? $120,000 increase because we need to know how much our budget is, what we're going to spend before we try to figure out what we want.
The 2011, what you sent me?
Look in and see what I budgeted as far as health insurance, see if I budgeted.
Which department?
It's 114, I think.
105?
105. 105.
850,000 what you budgeted.
And what was it last year?
911. Let me look here again. Here's the question.
And is that just GCR, correct?
Mm, yeah.
That's just GCR. Here's my question for you is, we budget, 2010 approved was 810,000, and what we have right now is 850 is what we have in the review. I just have a question. With things being tight like they are for everybody, okay, one thought is a lesser coverage, as long as your rate doesn't go up, is really what I'm hearing from people. It's please don't let the rates go up because it's hard enough to afford insurance. And if you raise it any more than we are, our household budget's so tight that they won't be able to maintain the insurance. And what my concern is then we start getting a skewing of good insured versus the bad insured, and then all of our rates may go really high 12 months from now. So I would be leaning toward even changing the policy we've got to just try to maintain that whatever we're paying now, maintaining that. That's where I'm coming from. I've heard that from people saying I can't afford a 10% increase.
Okay.
You're talking about, as Rick said earlier, you're talking about the children or the spouse, mm-hmm. right? And we don't know how many that is. And that's what Rick was saying too. If rates go up and people back out, which I'm one of them, I backed out last year on our daughter because we just had one child,
mm-hmm.
then it was way less expensive for me to go outside and insure her. Now, if you have two or three children, then it's a good value.
Right.
I left my wife on there because, anyway, I did.
Right.
Because that was the way to go. So, the point's well taken.
Jim, I think it would be a real good idea to at least find a base policy that we can offer them so there wouldn't be any increase, if at all possible. But when you're talking about the benefits, and you'll have to talk with the people that are concerned, that may take a while for them to find something like that. And it may not. They may be able to say, well, if you move the deductible up to this. But some people can say, well, yeah, if you move the deductible up. The biggest complaints that I hear are what they have to pay at the doctor's office when they go to the doctor's office.
Right. It costs lots of money, though, to get that number down. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and that's, to me, when I look at insurance, I look at insurance as something to protect.
Catastrophic.
And so the doctor's office thing is not as big to me, but it is.
But, I mean, but that,
I think it is a lot bigger.
The point is that everyone has a different view of why they have insurance. Is it catastrophic? If it's doctor's visits, is it this specific benefit? I mean,
and I'm going to say that I'm like you, Rick. When I'm buying it, I'm going to care about the catastrophic. Mm-hmm. But I would guess, just to guess, that our employees as a whole don't look at that way, but they look at what's it cost me.
Right. I can't see the county picking up all $120,000. I'm not eager about that at all. I mean, or the 10% increase, because once they get the numbers here, we can see exactly how much it's going to impact to us would be, but I mean, I'm just not too excited, and we're ready. Got to cut into other spots, and then, our electricity is going up next year. I mean, if you do a 10% increase, or was it a 23% increase in rates?
Yeah, we need to seriously look at that. I just got to talking. Mr. House came in, and I said, I'd like to start the budget meetings, and I think he's going to talk to you guys. I think he wants to start those two a little earlier. I think we need to be talking about it.
In December. We've got to.
One of the things I think we've got to seriously look at is whether or not we want to get one of these professional people that say that they can save us this much money on our
right.
I had a group, I can't remember what their name was, come in and talk to me, and I actually asked myself, I expected this would be the place we'd save a lot of money, this courthouse here.
Right.
I said, no, we can save you more money down there. And I don't know that they even looked at the airport, but the airport's, they're probably averaging.
But 20, I mean, a 20% increase on what we're paying is about $60,000, I think, is what we're going to see in rates just on our budget. But okay, so what's we're waiting for acres to get here. What's the next move?
Well, I was thinking at about the same time you mentioned it, we need to invite Ron Houseman because he's the one that's going to be signing the budget, not me.
Right.
So the decision, he ought to have the opportunity to come in and be a part of this.
I think that's appropriate, really, Chuck. I do.
I saw him this morning when I came
he's,
in.
He's still at the here? Office, yeah. You want to recess and get him or wait till Acres gets back? What do you want to do?
So, either way.
Well, then I'll suggest we recess till 10:20. That gives them Acres to get here. They said they're going to be here in 20 minutes. How about 10:20 recess?
Sounds good. That's what we got.
Captain.